5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
JB, some sort of power figure.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That is actually true.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
That is 100% true, actually. I forget how intimidating a presence I am.
No, you're not.
I walk into rooms and things, I sort of forget about it.
Especially today when you got your activewear on. Yeah, you look like a real, real smack.
I got home and I couldn't even go into my own house.
Jim,
so then
it's like
I just
you got a brick in each hand and you're walking along the road in your activewear.
A brick in each hand.
That's what you do.
People
that's
walk along with bricks.
Oh, and you march along the street like a real smack. Old Jim today.
Callum Ward's going to join us. Looking forward to that. Ooh. Emma Friedman's going to join us.
Two.
Looking forward to that.
Sydney Siders.
Yeah, exactly right. Mm. And, of course, a little bit of top. I'm getting back to Topics Brayshaw because you just completely derailed our show with some of the worst crap anyone's ever heard. And then at the end of it all, there'll be a joke.
Oh, and
Rosie's also going to come in and I think tell us a little bit about what's kicking around on the television, because there's some big shows coming up.
Again.
What do you mean
again? 3 days in a row.
She hasn't done that for weeks.
No, but 3 days in a row she's been in.
Well, just thank God she has too, because the way you've been going, she's a breath of broadcasting fresh air. Hello, Fat.
Good to see you, Jim. looking really, really good. And so are you, Rabs.
Don Scott, big day on the western suburbs, Scott.
Oh, this brings back memories, Dennis. Shocking memories playing out his... anyway, it's a typical Footscray game. As we see there, the Footscray team running out. The wind will be blowing down the ground. It's got the short wings. The dressing rooms are small, Dennis, here. They're dirty. The showers are cold after. There's nothing worse than coming to Footscray.
Big fan of Witten Oval, Don Scott.
Saying that to Dennis, who, of course, played for Footscray.
He did.
So he would have filthied up the comments.
To work on the radio station?
Yeah, I think he did.
What station was it, Raps?
3KZ.
Triple M?
Oh, Triple M, was it?
Well, he did.
Yeah,
back
he did
in the day. He used to run the vinyl around on a music station way back when.
Was he a good player?
Great man, Kerry. No. And he was very openly honest about his playing ability, commit. But
did he coach in Waffle?
Yeah, he coached West Perth and used to wear a suit, three-piece suit.
He did not.
He did.
Did he?
As the coach.
Did he have those sayings back then?
Winkle pickers. I don't know, but I remember him coaching West Perth in the 70s, I reckon.
He went in 70s. Optimistically.
Great man,
and
Dennis
come
Committee.
Out misty optically.
Oh, my God. Never listen to him.
That's not bad.
He started strong.
Oh, no. You got halfway through that.
Time for a rapper.
Oh.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Hey, Jim, do you like the grand final parade?
Well, we're always working, so I never see it.
No, do you like it?
No, I've never seen it in my life.
Guess what they're thinking about?
I saw what they were thinking about. What do you think of that?
Reroute it.
Boats. Up the Yarra.
Exactly, up the Yarra. How good would that be? Start at Fed Square, get on a boat, come down to the MCG and then walk in there. Don't mind it. Something different. You could build on it. I like it.
How did you go in the four you played?
Yes. No, it didn't help. But we had to catch a bus, come up here. It was actually a bloody nuisance. You catch a bus, come up here.
She's a nuisance, your mother.
One time Malcolm Blight said, no one wears sunglasses.
Oh, no.
You look like a flog.
Why?
Well, I don't know. He didn't want us to wear sunnies because blokes had sunnies. So we weren't allowed to wear sunnies. And then the next time we tried, wear whatever you want. Don't wear your footy gear. And then we tried something else and then none of them worked.
It started to fall away when Brisbane, remember the Scott boys went and played golf?
Yes, that's
at
right.
The National?
They didn't
even turn
because they come down to Melbourne, they said, oh, we're going to play golf, beautiful day.
At the Nash, rather than actually appearing in the grand final parade.
Dennis Committee was on 3KZ.
3KZ, I just said that, didn't I?
You did. Tom Brown.
Just doesn't listen.
No, he doesn't.
What? Tom Brown has been reporting, Jim, that North Melbourne is going after Alistair Clarkson.
Alistair Clarkson is now the front runner for the North Melbourne job. I've reported, I believe, Alistair Clarkson's asking prices up to $1.6 million. The big question there is whether Clarkson wants to go to North. He said earlier this year on Fox Footy on 360 that he'd prefer a team, I guess, that was in contention. North, he thinks, a 3, 4, 5, 6 year rebuild.
So 1.6, too much.
Bill, I think that is, I like Tom Brown, yeah, but I'm suggesting that that is pure speculation.
Righto. How much is the soft cap for coaches about?
Normally they'll get paid, the really good ones, as I understand it, somewhere between 800 and a million.
Right.
The really good ones.
Because then you've got to have your good assistants and pay them well.
Exactly.
So if Alistair's getting 1.6. Yeah,
I don't think that's true, to be honest.
Well, that's what he's reporting. Mm. Hi, Rebs. Hawthorn is set to be boosted by the return of Jack Gunston week. All the best to Jackie boy.
Yep.
Be great to have him back. Nikita Zoo defeated Ben Horn last night. It took 6 rounds.
Shots on the inside, uppercut from Horn. And a right hand as well from Horn. And another right hand. Oh, here comes Ben Horn. Oh, big shot from Nikita Zoo. And they trade at centre ring. Horn and Zoo. The two brothers combining in a war here at centre ring.
For your winner by unanimous decision, fighting out of the blue corner, Nikita the Butcher Zoo!
The Butcher, Jimmy, won.
Butcher.
Did take 6 rounds. I thought they thought that it would finish a bit earlier than that.
The greatest puncher from the West has ever been.
I did watch the undercard. There was an Irishman fighting.
Oh, you said that.
Wow. Both boxers were full of blood.
Mm-hmm.
A referee stopped it and it was a wrestle. It was a wrestle, Jim.
Right, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Melbourne has been announced as the Australian city to secure the exclusive rights to host a round of World Supercross Championships. Our people would love the Supercross listening to this, Jim. Mm-hmm. 22, 23, 24. It's going to be at Marvel. Brian will have a lot of tickets. He seems to have a lot of tickets when the Supercross comes around.
He's in at Marvel too.
And Chad Reed, who's been the superstar Aussie for a long, long time, he's coming out of retirement because he can't believe it's in Australia and at Marvel. So Chad's going to come out of retirement.
Oh, nice.
We'll have tickets to give away at some stage because that is a beauty.
Yes.
Will we?
Will we? Yeah, we've just already decided that. Yeah.
Rosemary saying yes, so that is good. Cam Smith, still...
Which one?
The golfer, right, Cam Smith, because there's a lot of Cam Smiths.
Mm-hmm.
He's still golfing and hasn't gone across to live yet.
Yeah, I don't think he will, from what I read, until the end of the year. So he'll play out the full year on the PGA Tour because, of course, he will now be in line for the FedEx Cup, which is 10 bricks itself.
10 bricks?
10 bricks.
What about the President's Cup?
And be a part of that.
He will.
And then maybe at the end, if he's going to go, he'll look at going then. That's what they're saying.
United States have won 11 out of the last 13.
Too many. So, and one was a draw. We only won it once.
Fair dinkum.
The internationals.
Come on, the internationals.
Yeah, we can be better.
That's why we need Cam.
Come on.
Come on. That is all. Very good rap, Bill.
Not really.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Two rights don't make a wrong.
No, they don't. So you're the only wrong one.
We're joined by one of the most popular AFL players in the league, Cal Ward.
Our next guest has played 265 AFL games. He's a Best and Fairest winner, Robert Rose medalist, Brett Kirk medalist, former Giants captain, and the Giants games record holder.
Scully to Ward, 48 out, punt road in, and hammers at home.
But surely all that pales into comparison with being named in JB's top 5 players. He loves the way go about it.
Callum Ward.
Cement head.
Yeah.
Quality.
No, not bad.
Please welcome Callum Ward.
We're going to get to that top 5 a little later on, Wardy, but great chatting to you. We don't do it often enough. You're up in Sydney and we don't chat often enough to you as a star of our game.
No, I reckon this could be one of the first times we've ever had a chat. So it's an honour to be in the top 5 for you, James. I feel very privileged. Thank you, mate.
It's a good top 5 too. But, Jim, well, Wardy, do you know you're the first captain of the Giants? You'd know that.
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, first ever AFL goal kicker at the Giants.
Yeah.
You know that?
I knew that, yeah.
The first ever best and fairest winner at the Giants.
Yeah, I knew that one, yeah.
Right. And you're the first player to play 200 games for the Giants.
Yes.
You're a Giant.
Am I the first Giant to be voted in the top 5?
Yes.
You are.
There we go.
There
mate,
we go.
First
just
everywhere.
Bloody first everywhere, except for the ladder. I have a look here. What's going on with the Giants? Because Spike McVay took over, and there was a nice little spike at the time.
Come on.
But we've just dropped off a little bit over the last few weeks. 15th, 5 wins. What are we thinking?
Yeah. Well, we're thinking it's been very disappointing, but we're hoping the spike can come back up again. But I reckon we've been a bit better over the last 2 weeks. We've been ordinary, but before that, for the 4 or 5 weeks before, I thought we were better. But yeah, we've just been so inconsistent again, and we're just not getting the wins on the board. So it's been it hasn't been a good year for us so far.
As the senior player on the list, yourself and the straight backer Phil Davis, etc., where is the list at? Because we sort of aren't sure. We're watching. There seems to be lots of really talented players still running around and all the rest of it. Has it got development in it? Where do you see this list heading?
It's a really good question, because we came into the season and we all believed that our list was really strong. And I think we've had some really big injuries over the last 6 or 7 years plus. We've just always been injured. And I always feel like we've got a list that if we stay injury-free, we can really challenge. And we came into this year thinking, obviously, aiming for top two, top four, top eight, you know, but we just haven't done it. And there's been a few different things, but it's mainly our consistency. And, you know, we can get half a quarter right here and there, but overall, we're just not streaming any good games together. So, but I feel like our list, when I look at our list on paper, and when I watch us train, obviously, and do it, you know, go about everything the way we do, I think, why aren't we winning more games? And that's the frustrating thing, because I do believe we have a really strong list.
Why have you had so many injuries? I'm sure they've done some sort of study about it, because, you know, you look at the training ground, you look at how you train in the gym or whatever. But there, as you said, there seems to be a lot of injuries at the Giants.
Yeah, really, I don't know. We all don't know. I guess they've looked into a fair few different things, and our ground is really good. Our training ground is really good. Right. Our schedule has been really good. Our fitness staff do a great job. We get extra training. We get extra time off. We've gone about things in a way that should allow that we don't get injured. And for some reason, it's continued to happen. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you still chat to Leon Cameron? How does that work? I'm a massive fan of Leon Cameron, always have been. A really good footy citizen as well as coach, etc. But, you know, so it would have been hard to say goodbye to him. Do you still chat?
Yeah, I do. He's been enormous for me as a player, but also as a person. I've known him ever since I was drafted the Western Bulldogs, so 15 years ago. He was the assistant coach there at the Dogs, so I've been so close with him for a long time now. And then obviously being coached by him for 8 years at the Giants, and you know, we formed a great friendship relationship. And he's been catching up with a lot of the boys, actually. He still keeps in touch with a lot of the players, and it's almost every day I speak to a new player and I say, I'm catching up with Leon today. So he's great.
Hey, what about your 2019-2020, speaking of injuries? I think you played one game in 2019, seven games in 2020. But then, since then, 21-22, you haven't missed a game. How has that all worked out? Has it just been luck or a bit of Pilates or what?
I think it's mostly luck. Yeah, I mean, before that, I hadn't had too many injuries in my career, and then obviously 2009 ended the ACL, and then 2020, I just had a few different small injuries, and since then, I've strung a few games together, which has been good. But yeah, I think it's mainly just luck, really.
Do you do Pilates?
We do Pilates twice to three times a week. Yeah.
Do you find it works? It's one of those things that people either absolutely love or don't understand at all.
Yeah, I love it. I actually love it. Yeah, it's when I was at the Dogs, I had what they used to call osteitis pubis, now just groin soreness, I guess. And I started doing plays with Will Minton once a week, and Will took it very seriously.
Will.
And then from then on, I've pretty much done it. I haven't stopped doing it. So yeah, I'm big on it.
No, it's good. It's more stretching, isn't it?
It's more your core strength.
Right.
Yeah. And a bit of stretching, but it's mainly core strength. Yeah.
That's all yoga, right. Bill.
We're going to take a little break.
All entwined.
Are they, Bill?
Yes.
We'll take a little. This is coming from experience.
Exactly.
Pat hasn't tried any of them.
I haven't touched my toes for 30 years.
Callum Ward, we're speaking to, the star from the Giants. We're going to chat more about the top five that he was included in next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Old number twos.
Number two.
We're joined by GWS,
let's say legend. Cal Ward, and they have a massive game this Sunday against Carlton at Marvel Stadium. So Giants fans, head along.
Now, Wardy, what happened was I got held up on a plane, which, as you know, happens every time you fly at the minute. So I was parked on the tarmac, and the plane wasn't going anywhere. I got my phone out and got the notes out on the phone and thought, I'm going to pick the top five blokes who we love how they go about it. So the criterion is... never play for a free kick, which is something I've never been able to cop, Wardy.
Yep.
Keep their feet, don't go to ground, never take a backward step, behave properly, handle winning and losing with class, and you would want them playing for your team.
That's right, Jim. It was a good list, this.
So, Wardy, you came in with Sam Draper, Jack Steele, Alex Pearce, and Ben Cunnington in the top five.
Yep.
That is... unreal, Jim.
So of all the awards that you've received in your illustrious career, where does that sort of match up?
Well, can I ask a question first? Is there an actual order? Is there a 1, 2, 3?
No, there wasn't. Jim. No, Ben Cunnington was on top. That was all. And I said that's because I'm biased.
Yeah.
She's just a five. There's no list.
Yeah, I have to say, honestly, it's the best thing I've ever achieved in footy.
Bill,
he's won a best and fairest, Jim.
That's how highly regarded it is.
Yeah, no, it's not. Okay. I think it's a load of shit myself. But,
come on, Bill.
But I like my list today, which is the top five Cam Smiths.
Have I left anyone out, Wardy? Anyone that springs to mind that should be on that list and isn't?
Oh, it's a tough one. I was always going to have Jack Steele in there. When I saw his name in there, I thought definitely he's up there.
Yep.
All around good blokes. I've always liked the way David Mundy goes about it.
Yes, he could easily be in there.
I like the way he plays. He's also just a really friendly guy every time I've spoken to him.
Yep.
my nephew's
cut up rough.
Angus.
And Andrew, but I said you can't have the same surname and get on the list.
That's right.
So that
and too small.
Yeah. Well, Andrew's too small.
Angus isn't too small.
Where does the nickname Cementhead come from, please? Because I think that's probably a bit cruel.
It was old one. It's an old one, isn't it, Cal?
It's an old one, yeah. It's an old one.
Who gave you that?
14 years old now. I think it was a mix of Daniel G and Syracuse and Bob Murphy.
Yeah, right. Well, that would sum it up.
Yeah.
I think it was G that started it, and then Murph just loved it and just adopted it.
Now,
you come from Spotswood.
I know that.
Just over the bridge there. We spoke to Boyd.
Jordan Boyd. He's Spotty Boy.
Yeah, we had him on the other day. Oh, Boyd.
Hey. Will he play this week?
You're getting a bit small.
Bill, before we move on to this week, you are also voted the most courageous player in the comp by your peers in 2018.
Yes.
It wouldn't quite get to my top five, but that must feel great. That is a proper award.
Yeah, that was. I really didn't expect that one either, like this one, but that was at the time. That's probably my best achievement for you, to be honest. To be voted by your peers that you play against, is a huge thing. And for me, that was really special.
Just says you're bloody mad.
Is that what it is? I noticed you never got that award.
No, and I don't want it. I wouldn't accept it. I wouldn't get off the chair. Hey, how's Ruby?
She's good. She's just come out of a week of having COVID, actually, but she's really good.
Yep. And Ralphie?
Looking after the boys. Ralphie's a colic baby. I don't know if you know what that means, but it just means he doesn't sleep and he hardly settles. So he's been hard work. Oh. He's only 2 months old, so he's improving.
Tried to put him asleep on the washing machine. You actually set the let it go and you put them on the washing machine, they go to sleep.
I don't think that's...
No. Okay, you've got to try all these things, Jim. They drive you bloody mad. So you got Ralphie, you got Romeo, and Ruby. Yep. So you should be Rallin. Rallin Ward, we're talking
about. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
What is that?
Is this Billy's joke of the day?
No. Oh, my God. What is that?
They're Rallin. All ours in the household, Jim, aren't they?
Yeah, well, except for Callum.
Who's Rallin? And was that true? Your grandfather was Billy Gunn, Captain South Melbourne.
Really Gunn.
Really Gunn.
Yeah, really with an R.
Well done, Rallin.
Billy Gunn, yeah. He was Yeah, he played for nearly 10 years, or 8 years or something there, but he was a captain in the 50s. So.
Yeah, he was.
My mum's father, so yeah. He actually passed away when I was one, so I didn't really get to know him, but I've heard some very good things about him as a footballer.
Very good. He was a gun. He was fantastic.
No. He's just getting worse and worse.
Now, new coach, fire. How's Spike going? Are we all happy with Spike, or what are we thinking there at the Giants?
Yeah, no, he's good. He's very good. He's been involved with us for a long time now. He's done assistant coaching. He's done a fair few different things, but he's doing a great job, and the players really like him. He's changed a few things around, and we're trying to play a game plan which we're not quite nailing at the moment. But yeah, he's been really good for us.
And the Blues are finals bound. So, what are you expecting from them this weekend?
Yeah, they're going really well, aren't they? I kind of looked at their list at the start of the year, like ours as well, and thought they're in a great position. That, you know, they've got a few good players, and I really think they've probably been the most impressive team to come from where they've come from now. Playing the football they're playing, I think they're playing some really good football, and all of their good players are playing really well. They're winning contested ball in the middle. They're spreading really hard as well, which kind of surprises me, but they're going really well in all areas in the midfield, and yeah, I expect them to just really crack in, and obviously playing finals football this year, they're hoping to do so. It'll be a good one for them, but also for us.
Bloody oath.
Hey, it's been far too long since we've chatted to you, and I've absolutely loved it. It's brilliant. Well done with what's been a wonderful career, by the way. You are, you're fitting into that top five very comfortably, Bill. And that's a badge of honour for Wardy.
Exactly. For Rowland.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Rowland.
Hey, well done, mate. Good luck on the weekend and for the rest of the season.
Great. Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
On your Ward.
Cal Ward from the Giants on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He reminds me of myself. Good-looking young man is also tough.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Billy. You can see a photo of Jim on our Instagram, Triple M Rush Hour.
Off, I haven't given any permission.
You're not right, but...
Bill, I've been how you look? Exercising, and then I couldn't go back into my own house. That's why I look like this. It's not something I do regularly. Duck does it regularly.
Duck does it.
Now...
regularly.
You know your old when, 133353. We've done this before.
You know your old when.
And the one I always say is when you got hats on the back shelf of your car.
Yeah.
You know you're an old bastard.
The wide brimmer.
Yep. When you've got a hat parked on the back shelf of your car.
A Volvo.
That's it. But I've got another one.
Oh.
You know your old when?
When?
You wear a short sleeve shirt with a tie.
Yes.
Spot on. That's an old bastard.
That is.
So, hands.
Hands.
133353. What are we giving away, please, Rebs?
A double pass to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Post Malone at Marvel Stadium. February 7. You can grab your tickets now, livenation.com.au.
Ring us now and finish that sentence. You know you're old when.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Don't listen to Gaslighter over there.
I like it. I'll tell you what, I'll gaslight you. You'll land in the next suburb. Now, we're talking about you know your old when.
Yes, Jim.
And I was walking through the airport the other day, walked past an old bastard.
Yes.
Who had a short sleeve shirt on with a tie.
That's getting old. You know when, Jim?
When?
When you wake up with a hangover and you haven't even been out. That's when you get known.
Drinking on your own.
Or 8 o'clock at night, you put on the Ugg boots, trackies, blanky. And just sit there.
Bill, that's the best.
You're normally going out.
That's the best ever.
Oh, God. Al's
in Hoppers Crossing. Hello, Al.
Come on, Al.
How are you, boys? Love your show.
Good on you, Al. How old are you?
74.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, getting on.
But you sound young, Al.
Yeah, well, that's just, you've got to put on an act.
All right, well, how do you know you're getting old, Al?
When you have to sit down and put your shoes and socks on, it takes you more than 5 minutes.
Oh, what about that?
That's funny. And I love that.
And then you can't get up.
Stay there, Al. That's beautiful. Anthony, Hoppers Crossing. Ant?
Hey, boys, how you going?
How do you know when you're getting old, Ant?
Well, when you start making random noises doing everyday things, you know, sitting down, standing up, you make that.
That's so true.
I'm like that when you pick your ball up out of the hole in golf.
You get me ball, mate. That's all. I can't pick it up anymore. I saw John Daly trying to do it. He couldn't hardly get it. Poor old John.
Stay there, Anthony. Lauren, Frankston South.
Loza.
Hello,
Loza. You know you're getting old when?
People call me ma'am.
Ma'am. Oh, yeah. Nah, no good.
Well, madam's the other one. Remember the Force used to call people madam?
He did.
And I always said to him, you know, that makes people feel a bit old if they call madam.
Ma'am.
I like that lot. Yep. Stay there, Cameron, in Barnawatha.
G'day, JB. G'day, Bill. How are you, fellas?
Great. The great Dawson Simpson from Barnawatha, wasn't he?
He played his junior footy there. That's correct, yep.
I spun the wheel in Barnawatha one night.
Did you? Where haven't you spun the wheel?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good question. What do you got?
Cam, how do you know you're getting old?
You know you're getting old when your pubes start going grey.
The publics.
The pubes. Pubes.
I don't know whether I'm grey or down there or up top at the minute.
Oh,
I'm
that's
sure.
funny. That's funny. Stay there, Cam. Love that.
Pubes. It's just a good name, isn't it?
Grant. Grant's in Milton.
Grant. Are you a Grant or a Grant?
I'm a Grant.
He's from Milton.
He's from Milton. How do you know you're getting old, mate?
I reckon you know you're getting old when you get excited by a cup of tea.
Oh, you drink tea, Fat.
I love me tea.
You do.
Especially at night. You but love I do tea. Love. What's your tea that you like?
Oh, you've got to go the old classic Lipton, the strong one with two sugars.
Yeah, exactly.
The hot English?
Hot English, but it's got to be.
English or whatever it's called.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm not a tea drinker.
English breakfast.
Yes. You should know that, Jim.
No, I don't. I don't drink tea.
No, I should.
You should. Ben's in Sunbury. Hello, Benny.
Hey, lads, how we going?
All right, mate. How do you know you're getting old?
Well, you know you're getting old when you've got your favourite pair of moccasins at the feet of your bed.
He's still wearing the moccos, are you?
I'm always wearing the moccasins, mate. Stuff the Ugg boots.
No, the Uggies.
Jeez, cool. I love Ugg boots.
Aren't they?
Nah, Mockies all the way, mate.
And how dear are they? Well, no. Ugg boots.
Oh, they're...
No, they are. Oh, they're bloody dear.
You asked JB.
But they last, Uggs.
Yeah.
As long as you don't wear them around the streets. If you're just keeping them for home, they do. You get 3 or 4 good years out of them.
Here's one. Are you getting old if you wear socks and thongs, or is that...
Well, I think the young people are doing that now.
Might be, actually.
Weird. Yeah. All right, very good helping, by the way. Mm. Who did we like? I know who I liked.
Cameron?
Yeah, Cam.
You know you're getting old, Jim, when?
The publics go grey.
Pubes.
Cam,
2 tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Post Malone at Marvel Stadium, Feb 7 next year, mate.
Sounds awesome. Thank you very much.
That's for you.
There you go, bro.
Yeah, I like that. I liked Anthony too.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
He's
getting his pubes out.
I'm just saying if they're grey. I don't think they do. What age do they go grey? Ask.
Anthony.
Cameron.
When you start making random noises.
Yes.
When you get up or have to bend over.
And we've got a $150 Repco voucher for you, mate.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No worries. By the way, play Repco iSpy for your chance to win up to $500 in Repco gift cards. You've got to be 16 plus and an Australian resident. Visit repco.com.au to play and for T's and C's.
Well done, Jim.
Thank you, Repco.
Very good topics.
Well done, Jim.
Yeah, always. Now, second hour.
Always good. Better than the first, Jim. Go and get changed.
We're not doing any feedback.
Oh, yes, we are. No. There's a bit of feedback on.
There won't be any feedback.
Flog nuts, Jim.
Hoses flog said to nuts. Me, there's no feedback.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I shouldn't have said anything.
No, you shouldn't have.
And my mouth opened and stuff come out.
Now, we've got a caller come through here.
Oh, yes, please.
Her name is Emily.
Em.
Hello, Em.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, Em.
Why are we... Not we love speaking to you, but why are we...
Well, today is my brother's birthday, and I called this afternoon to wish him happy birthday, and when he answered the phone, he said, shut up, the rush hour's on, and then hung up on me.
Now, what's his name?
His name is Tom.
Tom, and how old?
Tom is, I just did the math, he's turning 26 today.
26?
Oh, Tommy.
Tell us a bit about Tommy.
Well, he's a huge fan of the Rush Hour. I actually got for his birthday last year, I got a cameo from Billy for his birthday as a surprise.
No. And he loved that.
But the best thing was is I kept it a surprise and I had it on my laptop. It was actually during lockdown and he was convinced that I was going to make him Skype our family in England and he was not having it. He was filthy. He was really angry. And as soon as I pressed play, he started crying.
So
that was brilliant.
Started crying, Jim.
Is this the one you had to pay for?
Yes.
Well, worth it.
How much?
How much?
I think it was maybe about around 100, but so worth it.
You made Emily pay $100.
Well, I don't get 100.
Happy birthday to Tom.
I think I get 75% of that, Jim. I don't know. It all goes to charity.
All goes to charity.
Oh, mate.
You are a despicable man.
It was worth it, I would have thought, Em.
It was honestly the best money I've ever spent, Billy, and he would probably agree. Even my dad and my mum got a little bit teary.
Oh,
so
to give it five stars?
I give it 10 stars, Billy.
Well, on Cameo, you should do that because it's better for me, that's all.
And what else about Tom? What is he? Is he? Who does he support in the footy?
Tom's a hardcore St Kilda fan through and through.
Now,
he loves the Saints. So he's a bit happy at the moment.
No, they're no good. Hey, here's your chance, Em, to just say, hi, Tom, happy birthday, love you, or something. Because he'll be listening, won't he?
Oh, he is. He's listening live. So I'd like to say happy birthday, and you can't hang up on me because it's live radio.
Yes.
I love you.
Oh,
and happy birthday from Mum and Dad back home in Bride.
Oh,
that's very
well
nice.
Done.
So what don't you like about him, Em? Has he got any bad habits that as a brother you... Well, sisters and brothers, there's always something.
Do we have time?
Yes.
Like, how long can I be? Well, I only am allowed one hug a year. I normally leave it till Christmas, but I think I'll at least get a hug. Maybe. I might be pushing it.
No, that's brother-sister stuff. Righto, we have got a prize pack for Tom.
Oh, my God, he's going to lose his mind. No, give it to Tom.
All right, we're giving it to Tom. Well done. We're going to give him a prize pack, so just hang on to the line. We'll get your address. That's what we do here at Triple M. We give away great prizes like the prize pack, Jim. Hey, well done, Em. You've been a star. What a lovely sister.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Beautiful, Em.
Tell him that. Tell you.
Great. Well, he's listening now, so he can hear how magnificent a sister you are, Em. He's very lucky to have you.
Oh, well, good. Well, you guys are legends. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Right,
thank
well
you for
done.
Your joy.
Beautiful,
Em. Nice to do some nice
things. It is. Well, what happens, Rabs, we can tell people. We've got a little bit of time, haven't we?
Yeah.
We can tell people what
we
happened.
Can tell. We've
lots of people ask us to send them birthday messages, and Bill just abuses them.
No, I don't.
No, that's exactly what you do. So Rabs and I are the nice ones, and we say, good on you, mate. We hope you have a great day. And then you give it the, oh, we couldn't give a shit.
and charge them $100.
And then charges them for it.
And I come up with new jokes, by the way.
Oh.
They don't get the old jokes, they get new jokes. So, yeah, going all right, Cameo.
Oh. 75% of $100, he reckons. And then it goes to charity.
Charity.
Oh, mate, please.
Billy Brownless Charity.
That's it.
Bin.
Yeah. I can't imagine money less well spent.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
No, we tend to be nice and humble about the ratings here at Triple M. My God, Bill! So we've run out of time for feedback, and I like that, but Friedman's going to join us.
Yes.
And talk comm games and a bit of racing.
Yes, indeed,
and
Jimmy
a
boy.
Joke to finish, hopefully.
Good joke.
Something that'll be decent because the jokes have been real poxy.
Exactly, and we'll have Rosemary in, and she'll tell us about your get-up.
I don't think we will have time.
Oh, Jim's been to the gym and didn't have time to go home or something. I know.
I did go home. I couldn't get in my own joint.
Now, Jim, guess what I've put together?
Go on.
After your top five yesterday
top
of
five.
Great blokes.
Yes.
Callan Ward was one of them.
Yes.
So I've got to follow suit.
Footballers, we love Callan. The way
it's
they go.
It's not a hard
about
name. Yeah. Callan.
Callan Ward.
Yeah. Callan is not a great name.
Oh, my God.
There's one. Can you write that down? It's not a great name. Callan.
Yep.
Callan.
Callan.
So what are you doing?
So my top five, Jim.
Oh,
I've got a fixation.
Oh.
Now I've got a love for Cameron Smith, as you know. So it's
a fixation.
It's my top five.
What did you try and say then?
Cameron Smith's no apologies, like you that had all these apologies.
No, I had two apologies.
Yeah, but you don't have apologies. You
well,
just do it and have
off.
No apologies.
So what are you saying? These are your
Bill's
top five ever Cam Smiths.
Top five ever Cam Smiths. And at five, Jimmy boy, Cam Smith, the curler.
Great Britain to throw next. Be hit on. And here is the lead, Cameron Smith.
Yes,
boys. Waist
nice.
He's
doing
good. We're there. Waist nice.
Scottish, he is, Jim. He's a curler. And he was in the Winter Olympics in South Korea and finished fifth. He's a curler. At number four, Jim, we have Cameron Wilderforce. That's his name, Wilderforce Smith, a former West Indian cricketer. And have a listen to this footage I've dug up.
A good first day crowd of 32,000 waits for play to start, no doubt hoping for a repetition of the sensational first test in Brisbane. Benno calls correctly and has no hesitation in batting on a pitch which, although a little green on top, looks perfect for batting. West Indies express merchant Wesley Hall bowls the first ball of the innings to Colin McDonald, and the Australian scoring is underway. Lindsay Klein has been named as 12th man for Australia, while Cammy Smith fills the same position for the West Indies.
Cammy Smith.
Cammy Smith hit the first ball of a test match for six.
You've seen that, yes.
I love that old those old reels.
Did you hear the...
Yeah, oh yeah.
Through the covers?
The pen on the coconut. And here comes Bradbury.
Exactly. Well, Cameron Wilderforce Smith was a West Indian cricketer. There you go. There's number two. Number three, Cameron Smith is a former American footballer, linebacker, Jim. He was selected by the Minnesota Vikings, but he didn't play a game.
Oh.
And we don't have any audio of him.
So he gets into your top five, even
at
though he
three.
Never played a game, and you don't have any audio.
And he retired before he actually played a game. So,
my God.
Well done to Cameron Smith over there, the linebacker.
How's that
What's
in
What's that?
Well, we just needed one to fill.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Because you had five, I needed five, but
five.
I really only had four.
And that's why he's got no apologies, because he's battling for five.
He can't even get five.
Number two is Cameron Wayne Smith, Melbourne Storm Queenslander.
Cherry Evans into the backfield. He kicks into the middle. Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk. Cameron Smith goes over. The captain has scored.
Rugby league.
That's it. Superstar.
Rugby league.
And then, of course, it just comes down to our man, the professional golfer that we all love. And well done last week when he won the Open, Cameron Smith.
And that means Cam Smith has won the 150th Open. He is the champion golfer of the year.
Well done, Cameron Smith. 13 events he played in, Jim, this year, and won $14.5 million.
Oh, unbelievable.
$14.5 million. So he is a star.
He won't care about this, but he was stripped of that amazing moment where you putt last and everyone else stops and you just roll the ball in and then you are the winner because he finished earlier. So
there was a group behind him.
Yeah, there was. In fact, I think there might have been two groups. So he basically had his round finished and then had to sit around and wait to see if Rory joined him on 20 under.
Rory, do you see, he dropped the magic when he put that putt in. Do you see him? The camera went to him and he went, ouch.
Yes. Anyway, he won't give us stuff. No. Do you know Peter Thompson, when he won a couple of his British Opens,
yes,
played with the same three people for the whole week and two of the times finished in the morning?
No.
It posted his score
had
in the morning.
Had
to wait the whole day.
Oh, no, that's not right.
That he'd
won it. Hey, I've got some other audio.
Hang on. Before we go there, we've got some feedback, immediate feedback on your top five.
From Karen in Williamstown. Kaz.
Hello, JB. Hello, Bill. Jesus Christ, Bill. Number two for Cameron Smith from the Storm, from Queensland, from Australia. Are you freaking kidding me? When the golfer Cameron Smith has maybe won a couple of Masters, maybe we'll go, but Jesus Christ, Bill. No, you are so freaking wrong.
That's it. I love it, Kaz.
Is this Todd?
I like that.
No, it is actually Karen, who is a Melbourne Storm fan.
Oh, Karen.
And I just can't believe the number.
You know what you're being, Bill. Karen? You've been a Karen.
Karen.
Don't be like that, Bill. You've been a dick.
You've been a dick. I love that.
Actually, it's not a bad call.
She's furious. He should have been number one.
Well, it's all
one
about...
One major.
Yes, but it's all been
the legend
about Cameron Smith
this
week.
He's going to be an immortal, Cam Smith.
And so will Cam Smith.
Which one?
The cricketer and the curler. probably right, Carol. Let me have a think of that.
Oh, you're going to reverse that.
I will have a look at it. We should do a top five every week. I don't know if anyone else does it.
No.
You do one on a Monday.
Yeah, but fair enough. I've got some more audio. I want you to have a listen to this, Jim.
More audio.
Yes, this is good. Gary Rowan down there at the Cattery played a prank on Tom Hawkins, okay?
Yes.
You love when the footballers do this. Yes. So Gary somehow connected Tom Hawkins's horn on his car to his brake pedal. So have a listen to when poor old Hawk's got no idea what's going on.
What are you doing?
That's funny.
So he's trying to break.
Yeah, that's
so Hawk's trying to break. He's got no idea. I don't know how you do that, but well done to Gary Rowan.
He's working
at Reece Plumbing, I see. Nice. He's doing a bit of work there.
Who else works there?
Anson Brownless. Oh, yeah.
What about when we just, Shane Crawford and I grabbed Sam's first ever iPhone?
Oh, yeah, that wasn't good. And Tell the people what you did.
You know how you can put a picture to someone's name?
Yes.
So Crawford just went into the smallest room in the Footy Show office and took a photo of his snake.
Oh, yeah.
And then attached it to his name on Sam's phone. And then so Sam's phone's sitting on the table and Shane buggers off out of the room and rings him.
Yeah. And guess what comes up?
Up comes
the 8 day
of his sausage. No. So Shane was ringing him randomly for about 2 days and Sam had steam coming out of his ears. So he just said, come here, you stupid little man.
Change that.
You take that off my phone.
He did too. Oh, the crop.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
feedback. Right,
so not enough time for feedback.
We've had some. Rose is coming in. Look at her. Here she comes.
Pages upon pages of feedback coming our way next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He can't say South Africa without putting on that voice.
Diplomatic humanity.
Humanity.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Now, Hose, I wanted to start by saying this.
Yes, I didn't
give anyone permission to post a photo of myself because I came from the gym and then got locked out of my own house.
Gym.
So that's Ewan's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan. Oh, Ethan.
Yeah, that's his fault.
Well, make sure you get onto our socials on Instagram, Triple M Rush Hour, or on Twitter. Facebook, not sure if it's on there, but have a look and then I'll come back about what the people, the family are saying. I'm sure it's kind.
No, I'm sure it's not. So and we'll I want to hear it.
Start with Samoat Rotcorp, who sent us an Instagram yesterday.
Yes.
Last night.
Mm-hmm.
G'day, Hose and crew.
Hose.
Could you please do us all a favour and tell Fat to actually pull his finger out and put some effort into compiling the quiz each week? Each week he shamelessly uses one of the questions from the Herald Sun Shark Quiz. Yesterday it was the time warp question.
It was.
Because he's too bone lazy to think of some simple questions. Poor form, bubble guts. You've just got to get better.
Bubble guts.
I love how they call him bubble guts.
I
was watching the TV last night.
Ooh.
There's good stuff on at the moment. You were mentioning something called The Grey Man.
Grey Man on Netflix apparently is amazing. It's a Bourne Identity style setup.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's also something on Prime Video that I want to start on the weekend called The Terminal List with Chris Pratt.
Good.
He's been in Parks and Rec, Jurassic World, Thor, Love and Thunder.
Your Thor.
Yep. He's part of the Navy SEALs. They've been ambushed and then he seeks revenge.
Sounds good. I like them.
That's on Amazon.
Good. I like the Navy SEALs.
Been watching The Hunted. We had the
Craig David.
He's the main kind of hunting cop dude.
Yep. Yes.
Very good. So we've seen Beechworth, we've seen Kyneton, we've seen Geelong, we've seen a lot of Victoria.
Mornington Peninsula.
Right. So that's Channel 10, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yes. That's a good show.
Very good show.
And it's only gets rating all right too.
Very well
doing
done,
well.
Everyone.
So Channel 10.
Yep.
Beauty and the Geek, though, I love. It's on Channel 9, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes.
Last night they had their first makeover for one of the geeks. He was hot as.
Hello.
So he's gone from beardy and whatever
geek.
To.
Do they actually get together and do
some of them have been pashing.
There are cameras, Bill.
Yeah.
So you can't do
in
that,
here
can't
or
in here. In
here. Oh, right.
But
not in the Geek and the Beauty.
When I was watching last night, they had to do. Beauty and the Geek.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do this challenge where the couples would go on to Today Extra and have to present a TV show, which is very difficult.
Bloody
reading the auto cue and just trying to talk off
just
the top
reading,
of your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill found it difficult for 20 years.
Well, this is how one of the pair summed up their experience of it, and it reminded me of something.
Mm.
I don't know what it is. Like, you make so much sense, I make absolutely no sense, and somehow it just makes sense.
It's like the Rush Hour.
It's exactly like the Rush Hour.
Makes sense. I make the sense, you don't.
No, that
no
wasn't
sense.
What I was implying. So, Jim.
Jim, please. Because Jim's come in this morning, or today, in his gym gear.
All black.
And it doesn't look
all
right.
That was my point, Hose. How could you be less offensive with clothes worn to the gym than all black?
You've had an interesting week. You were school teacher, Jim. You were Jana's gym yesterday.
North
your gym
Melbourne gym
today. Ryan on Twitter said, when have you seen a flog unusual?
Yes.
Oh, you like that.
Ryan Tick.
Yeah, yes.
Michael wrote, you know you're old when you wear active wear to work and posted a photo of Kath and Kel Knight.
Oh, Kel Knight. And Kim. I love Kel Knight.
He was doing that funny
yes,
walk.
Yes, that's yeah, it.
Very,
beautiful.
Very good. So let's go to Instagram. Good, Triple M Rush Hour.
Come on.
My wife has the exact same outfit.
Oh, bang.
Bang. Bang.
Daz Moss 14 says, what shoes is Lisa going to wear to the gym tonight?
Look at old Fred.
I like this. Keep him coming.
Nico Irwin says, soccer mum Brayshaw.
Soccer mum Jim, because you, yeah.
Oh, no, Buntish. Somebody called Recycle Kit says, sponsorships Brayshaw, new slogan, just don't do it. Yes. He's got the Nike tick on yes. there.
Nike, well, I'm very loyal.
Mm-hmm. Andrew James Bro 1 says, oh my, JB, skinny dad bods over 40 should never wear leggings. Yes. Fact.
Why no, do you have leggings?
It's freezing cold
just
today.
Wear shorts.
No.
No.
Leggings. No.
No.
No. It was freezing.
Simpo 5. Why is Jim dressed like a mum going for coffee? Hashtag vlog.
You're getting a bit too much joy.
No,
Shamil Paris. Pilates gym.
Pilates gym.
Harness Racer 7. You know you're old when you tuck your T-shirt into your tracksuit pants.
That's you, vlog.
I haven't got tracksuit pants on.
Well, whatever.
Ooh, whatever. Active wear.
Cody Birchie. Hasn't worked still. Got those skinny arms.
Can you see my arms? I've got like a golf top on.
Yeah, and they're skinny.
And they're big and powerful.
Keep going, Hans.
Okay,
keep
fat going. Something or other, something strong, Grids, says, no matter what you wear, Kings, you'll never be able to outrun Billy's shit jokes.
Now that's a super funny. One to finish. You're finished with the best one, Hose. Oh, I like it.
Wrapping this one too, up, Tony Hose. Moss. Billy says he hasn't touched his toes in 30 years. If he hasn't seen his toes in 30 years. Well, like
sucked in, fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Straighten up over there.
Oh, come on.
We can't have that representing our station.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Comm Games are very close to starting, and one of our favourites, M. Friedman's a part of it.
The Commonwealth Games are just over a week away.
And it's green and gold, 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 gold.
Throw the friendly games tag out the window, as all we want to see is the Aussies beating the Poms on their own turf.
They've got 70 million people in that poxy joint, and they're hopeless!
You'll see every moment of the games on Channel 7. So, here to tell us all about it, please welcome Emma Friedman.
Oh, bloody oath she's welcome.
Bloody oath.
One of our own, of course.
She is one of
welcome
ours.
Welcome to you, Em.
Thanks, guys. Great to be with you again.
Now, Birmingham, of course, Commonwealth Games, which is our domain. We dominate the Commonwealth Games. One time we won 87 gold.
We did not.
We 87. Did. 87.
We legit win like over 80 gold medals. And I, you know, flash back to the first Commonwealth Games that I would have watched on TV. I remember that. But then when we got into research, I went, crikey, we're going to win over 80 gold medals. This is extraordinary. Like, not 80 medals, 80 gold.
Gold, Bill.
Well, they're giving them out at the door.
No, we just dominate.
Yeah, you didn't get one. You better take
I
it.
I love the Commonwealth Games, having, of course, done an unbelievably good job of hosting it myself back when it was in Melbourne. M, you would remember that. But,
absolutely, yeah.
But I love it because of the weird-ass sports like lawn bowls.
Yes.
Like, how good seeing lawn bowls?
It's so good that there's just a variation of all different kind of sports. You're so right, JB. And the other one that's good to see that we don't get to see at the Olympics is the netball.
Yes.
So it's all those sports, even the cricket, you know, that we get to see sports that, yeah, we dominate at. And that's why we go so well at the Commonwealth Games. So the ladies get to play in the 2020 competition, this Comm Games, the netball, as I said, which we're looking for a bit of redemption after the last Comm Games where we got the silver medal to the England, which was sour. Yeah.
It was sour.
And then the lawn bowls as well. So there's plenty of sports that we have great success in. And that's why we've got to get around it, because we're going to be good at it. And anything we're good at, we should get around.
We do. Well, we do that. If we're no good at it, we soon jump off. Hey, any sports you've been studying up on, Em?
At the moment, Billy, it's all about the Athletics World Championships, which are over in Oregon the States. So, yeah, watching
Gee,
all
the
of our...
girls have been good, haven't they? Our high jumper.
Eleanor Patterson.
Eleanor Patterson. She's from just down the road here at...
Leangatha,
which is just unbelievable. Now, pole vaulters going all right too. The girls are on fire.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, especially our middle distance girls as well, they've figured so well in those 1500 metre and 5000 events as well. So they're going super. And then the boys, Peter Boll, he's qualified for the finals in the 800. We love Peter. Bit disappointing with Rowan Browning in his 100 metre efforts in the world champs. He didn't make the final, but I'm told by Shervo, unlike in racing terms where you want to be coming in winning form, he tells me that he's tapering and timing his runs. So.
Oh, fair enough.
Now, Em, 7 days, 4 hours, 32 minutes. Is what? The countdown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Jim. You've got a clock there.
I've got a clock.
Yeah.
Now, someone told me, Em, that your amazingly hard work you're going to be doing to cover these games starts at a very unsocial hour.
It's obscene, if we're being honest. but you do what you got to do. So, yeah, Shervo and I will be guiding you through all the great golden action from 3:30 a.m.
Oh, my God. 3:30.
So before sunrise. You guys are on before sunrise, yeah?
Yeah, we're on before sunrise and before the sun does rise.
Exactly.
So it's not great for the old body clock. It's not going to be great for, I think, my mental capacity at the end of it, but...
What about your kids? How are they going to go?
Oh, poor old Charlie.
Oh, bloody hell, I won't know my kids for the next 2 weeks.
Charlie, again, he's going to have to look
up. I think I'm planning on going to bed. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to bed at like 6 p.m. My kids are not in bed till like 7, so like they're going to be like having dinner in the bath, and I'm going to be like, Mummy's going to bed now.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, and you sat down with Cody Simpson, yeah?
Yeah, I did, Bill. I got to go up to the Gold Coast where he was training prior to leaving for the two training camps that the Dolphins had. And my gosh, what an impressive young man to do what he's done in the last 2 years. Yeah. So come off the world pop star circuit.
Four solo albums and he's been a star.
How many? And, you know, touring with Justin Bieber and the like. And then jump back into swimming, which he was so good at as a junior, and then go, nah, I've got unfinished business. I want to make a Commonwealth Games, but his ultimate goal is the Paris Olympics in 2 years' time. And not only to, like, make the team, he's a real decent chance to make the final in the 100 fly. It's amazing.
Did you ask him about his love life?
Do you know what? So it was on the list that we wanted to broach, and I read the room, and the room wasn't receptive, so I left that.
Well, he's supposed to be seeing Emma McEwen, who's a star, of course. So that's a lovely relationship there.
I reckon you've got her name wrong.
Well, it's McEwen and there's McKeon. It's bloody hard.
Yeah. No. It is hard. I agree with this. Kaylee McEwen and then Emma McKeon.
McKeon, Bill.
Oh, so you just waited to Emma said it and you jumped on.
I waited for you to say it because I knew you'd get it wrong. Em, stay with us because Fat's got some racing inquiries for someone who's forgotten more about it than he'll ever know.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh.
Yeah, we talked about him yesterday.
We did. How was that come all about?
We're joined by Emma Freeman, who is a part of Channel 7's Comm Games coverage, which starts next week, and also every weekend their racing coverage, Bill.
They do. On 7, do a good job, does Emsy.
Unbelievably good job.
She used to give out some good tips when she was working here. We used to listen to her all the time. So Caulfield, Bletchingly handicap, good race. Who do we like there?
We're starting to see a few stars come out to play before the spring, Billy, but I am going to be with the two Scalapini, who's the Queenslander coming down. Ooh. Loves the soft ground, running in great form. Drops from the 1600 to the 1200. He's going to be fit. I reckon he'll be at maybe you'll get $8 for him race
value.
Day.
That's what we like.
Yep. Yeah, just a bit of each way money for Scalapini. But that race also has the likes of Streets of Avalon, who, you know, he ran third in an All-Star Mile during the autumn. And then Oxley Road, who is, you know, highly touted as well. King of Sparta, who won the Magic Millions three-year-old event. So we're coming through the depths of winter to just start seeing the light on the other side. But the favourite in that race will be a mare called Mileva. And she won her last start at Caulfield as well. So that's looking like an absolute ripper.
What about up at Royal Randwick? Is it anything less than heavy 10 ever?
Like, we're not at a heavy 10. We're at a heavy 20. Oh. Like, it just does not stop raining.
What's going on?
What is going on up there?
I just, honestly, I don't even bother, like, washing my hair anymore. Like, it just doesn't even matter. It just gets wet. It's ridiculous.
Rain for a year and a half.
It hasn't stopped.
We've had 3 years' worth of rain in 5 months. Like, I'm not joking.
Yeah. No.
I take the cold over the rain any day at the moment. Anyways, we will be racing at Royal Randwick, and it will be on a heavy 59. and this is an interesting race because there's two – well, let's hope they don't get scratched. But the one in this race is a horse called Gold Trip. And you might remember –
where are we? Which race, sorry?
Race 8, Bill.
Yeah, the Winter Champion.
The Winter Challenge.
That's it, Bill, race 8.
Well, she didn't say that.
Sorry, Bill.
No, that's all right.
Gold Trip, you might remember he was imported from France last year and was due to run
France.
Cox Plate.
Or France.
No, France, you said France. Beautifully, Em.
Thank you, JB. Yep. Thank you. And he was sensationally scratched a couple of days before on vet's advice. And so this is actually the first time we're going to see this horse on Australian turf, which is really interesting. And then Mooga 2, who you might remember won the All-Star Mile a couple of years. I was there that day.
Cox
I was
Plate,
there with Joey
it?
And Jay.
Oh, no,
and I really I got into it that day. I was having a great time.
You got into it.
I wasn't working.
Good girl.
Jojo Was a Man. That's one of my favourites. Great name for a horse, Jojo Was a Man. That's a chance also.
He's a big chance. He'll be the favourite on race day. He's won 3 races this prep, all on heavy tracks. He's going great guns. He's got a jockey on board called Reese Jones, who's still an apprentice, but he is building a really nice record with this horse and getting some great great attention from some really good trainers. So he'll have a great book of rides in the spring. But the big watch will be on Gold Trip.
Hey, righto, the toppy.
Em, I know you will do the magnificent hosting job at the Commonwealth Games with Shervo.
Yeah.
But I was watching some of the promos rolling around on the Mighty 7 network. Has Jason Richardson become more bald? I didn't think it was possible.
or more shiny.
Yeah.
Shiny.
I didn't think it was possible for him to have less hair, but he looks more bald.
It's true. Maybe, I don't know what's happened there. I did see him last week. He's looking as fit as a fiddle, as he always prides himself on. And he'll be heading over, I think, probably tomorrow, to the UK. But you're right. There is something strange going on there.
There is.
And I don't know what it is. He's very up himself at the moment, if I can say that.
No, he has been for a while, yep.
He's winning the Channel 7 tipping competition and in the AFL. And let's be honest, I was actually winning it for the first 15 rounds, and then he swooped me, and I'm dirty on him. And now he's just taking every opportunity to rub it in my face. I actually need your help now. What am I cheeky, throw it, the stump tips this week that I can just get. Like, I was so close to tipping North last week. I was so close, and I didn't do it, and I'm dirty on myself.
Yeah.
Can you just give me one or two?
While Bill has a think about that, I have it on good authority that Mel McLaughlin, who's over there as well.
With Richo.
Yeah, demands Richo work with her because of how bad he looks.
Yeah, and
it makes her look really good.
Stunning.
And that's what I've been told, and I don't blame her.
And what's their show called? Brum Drum.
Yes.
What's that?
Well, if you're a Brummy, you come from Birmingham, so I'm guessing they dragged it out of there somewhere. But that's what Mel does, and that's smart.
I don't know what the theory on that would be then with Shervo and me. Is it? It's like Shervo's a gorgeous man.
Yeah, he's good looking. But you are too, so you compliment each other, whereas Mel's just gone, I'm just going to keep this bloke with a head like a bum.
I'd rather you than Shervo.
So that's how it works. Now, who are you?
I'll tell you,
Smokey.
Essendon defeat Collingwood on Sunday.
I'm an Essendon fan, and I'm well and truly on the
So get on the Bombers.
Can we win 4 on the trot? Can we really?
Well, they're going for 9 in a row, so I'd go the Bombers there. And the other interesting one is the Q clash, because the Suns are giving themselves a chance over the Brisbane Lions.
And Richmond Friday night is the other one, because Freo, even though they're going pretty well, don't play that ground particularly well.
Not at Marvel. So there you go, the Tigers also. There's 3 winners for you.
And you know what? If I get all those 3 and Richo doesn't, I'm back on top.
You're back.
Good work, Em. You will do great work at the Comm Games. We love it. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, team.
You can catch the coverage of the Comm Games on Channel 7, 7Mate and 7Plus from 4:45 a.m. next Friday.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw.
Good enough.
Billy Brownless.
Mm. All right, that's good stuff.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yeah, that stuff too. Yeah. Hard word to say, remember. Now, Bill, Dave Gleeson is going to be on the show tomorrow. Of course, he of the Screaming Jets.
Ooh. Yes.
And love that. And Lewis
and
Young.
The Angels too.
Well, yeah,
and
more
does a show on Triple M.
Triple M Nights.
Yeah. Yes. Brag artist Lewis Young from the Blues. So, big show tomorrow.
Good show.
This show's been a very good show.
Good show.
Cal Ward, of course, Emma Friedman, a star.
Raoul Ward.
So, Bill,
yeah.
We want to finish with a joke that we can laugh at because the last three have been appalling.
See, this is where this disappoints me as a team that you two have ganged up on me and you got no fun. No fun bone in your body.
No.
You and you.
Jokes have been like woeful.
Did you see the feedback?
There was one positive for you. The rest were negative.
Five. Saying that you're not. Got no funny bones in you, and you've just joined him.
We've had the zoo came in, and he didn't laugh.
Well, he was told not to. Actually, I don't know if he got it.
Oh.
Not launching any rockets.
So here we go.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Three straight woolly bullies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This might be a week of, unless you can turn it around today.
I like woolly bully, so we might go again.
Okay.
I said to my new girlfriend the other day, Jim, since I first laid eyes on you, I wanted to make love to you really badly. She said, well, you've succeeded.
Oh. Is that just an anecdote from your own life?
Yeah. Really bad. Yeah.
That's all that.
Oh, you want the joke, do you?
There we go. It saved it. We're down past line.
Really badly. Bang, boom. Well done, Brad. You've come good.
It's funny because it's true. Yeah.
Well.
Make love to me badly. Bill does it really well.
Good. Take half a pill.
No.
You are king of the world.
Woo!